settle in, get comfortable, let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvia Avery.
Everyone, I'm Sylvia Avery, and welcome to the Spirit's Work Show, the paranormal and metaphysical and spiritual show that's designed to expand your awareness about the nature of our universe, life beyond death, and other dimensions. For those who may be first-time listeners, this show bridges the gap between the spirit world and the physical world. As mediums, my husband Mick and I act as a doorway between the two sides of life. We communicate with the spirit world and bring you information that you would not have access to in any other way. And hopefully this knowledge will answer many questions concerning your mortality and the meaning of life. Each week, through Mick's gift of deep trance channeling, we discuss a different subject with an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who passed from this world 300 years ago. We get the objective views and observations from those in the spirit world who continue to watch over us, through their love for us and for our planet. And this week's show is going to be about trance mediumship, and we will be discussing the fascinating phenomena you'll be witnessing firsthand and more.
Hi, I'm Mick Avery. Before we go any further, I would just like to say that we have four books, The Spirit Within, Spirit Walks with Gregory, The Soul Group, Its Meaning, Magic and Imagery, and Journeys of the Inner Songbird, which are available from Amazon.com and bookstores, and from our new website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. And as well as Spirit's Work on blogginservice.com every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have another radio show called Spirit Teaching Radio, which is on artistfirst.com every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So to begin with, I would just like to explain what happens to me. If you can imagine going into a deep sleep very quickly, or even having been given an anesthetic to go into an operation, then this is a comparison and a sense of what I go through. Actually, what happens to begin with is that I'm able to subdue my conscious mind, so the spirit world can transfer it with my spirit to another place. I have an experience similar to the outer body state of astral traveling. I will not know of anything that happens in my physical life during this time while my consciousness visits wherever the spirit guides take me. No two times of doing this are the same either, because then I would come to expect a particular thing to happen, and that would disturb the way it is brought about, as it is initiated through an absence of thought. I will not recollect anything of the event afterwards either, and to me, it may seem as though just a minute or two has passed, when in actual fact, more than an hour or two could have elapsed in physical time. So while this is happening, the spirit world are able to manipulate certain parts of my physical body, so they can speak through it using my voice box, and sometimes use my arms and hands to gesture and animate their thoughts. So that is what people would witness if they were watching it take place. My eyes will be closed, as will always be the case if someone is in true deep trance.
So, if you'd like to go off now, Mick.
Okay.
You might hear Mick's breathing change as he goes into trance when Gregory comes in. Or sometimes you can't, actually. So, Gregory Hay, who you're going to be listening to, is the spirit guide who is the spokesperson for an educational group of highly evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. And it was through Gregory's endearing personality and wonderful communication skills that he was selected and asked to be the representative of this team. Because of the massive scientific background and eminent minds of the White Cloud Group, they are able to go way beyond the constraints of and limitations of our human minds. They have answers to our quantum theory puzzles and the mysteries of our world, which have been so far difficult to understand and explain. They consist of scientists and physicists, alchemists, scholars of all description, as well as ordinary people who are trying to be of assistance by arming us with knowledge and showing us how we can become in harmony with each other and all things, and consequently, and very importantly, save the planet, because they care for us. They want us to raise our vibration and intent to become more than we are. And we do too, don't we?
Absolutely so, friend.
Hi, Gregory.
Hello, friend.
How are you?
I am very well, thank you very much, as always is the case with anyone in the spirit world, so long as they are uplifted and positively motivated, that is, toward their journey of enlightenment and possibility.
Well, that's wonderful. So, would you like to tell us about the mechanics of trance, what trance is?
Yes, I will try to, dear friend, from our perspective. This may be something that is different depending upon who the physical vehicle is, who the being is, and what their particular peculiarities are within their own mind. Their relationship, perhaps, with their spirit may have something to do with it, or it may not. It may be something that comes about, that is brought about purely out of, and not in any way attached to, their spirit journey. A true trance medium will not necessarily have had a spiritual journey, even. It may be that it is someone who is as if plucked from obscurity. Many great physical mediums and deep trance mediums have been in this way. They are not necessarily from birth spiritually motivated or aware even of their possible gift. It may be that they occupy a completely different identity within their physical life, and yet at some moment in time their journey will become instrumental by their spirit development, or by the contact that they suddenly have within the ether world. So what is trance itself? It is the subduing of the conscious mind that we call an ellipse. It is brought about by different qualities. Sometimes it is brought about by the absence of thought. Sometimes it is just that we in the spirit world are able to take over the compound consciousness of a physical being. Now, this is not to say that this would be something that we merely infiltrate without the consent of the physical being. You must understand that these things are always brought about through absolute love, unless, of course, they are of a some other inherent attached nature, such as may happen through poltergeistic or negative interaction. So, but you must not be confused with the two. Now, it is to say that trance itself will possibly deliver benefits within the physical life, but will most certainly benefit the duality between the spirit and the physical life. For it is something that affects greatly the spiritual journey of the being who is undergoing that transformation. It may well be that the true trance state is developed over a period of time. This may begin with gentle awareness. It may be something that is just upon the horizon but does not materialize until later on. Gradually, what will happen is that there will be a displacement between the conscious state and the awareness of surrounding. It may alter depending upon the progress of development and how dutifully the person itself sits for this development, Or, as I say, it may be something that just comes upon that being in one fell swoop. It is something, in that case, that is initiated by the spirit world because of the close proximity with someone else, within a relationship, perhaps, or something of that nature, not necessarily a loving relationship or, you understand, not of a family group tie. It may be something that is initiated purely through friendship and being around someone else who is already spiritually active. And that activity motivates those in the spirit world to recognize a gifted being or a possible partnership that may be formed with consent to help the spirit world bring engagement of information, a kind of a linked telephone, if you like, to the ether world. It may be that different properties come with these communications. It may be that the spirit world are able to enhance during the communication process using animation of the arms, depending upon the control that is gained. It may be purely through the voice box, and that only the head and the voice and mouth parts, the lips and tongue, and the actual bellows effect that are created through the movement of the chest as the voice speaks. It will usually be something of that nature that is brought about through the actual mechanism that is not implanted but is overlaid upon the physical state. And that it will be, as I say, different depending on who it is at the particular time. Now, it may also be that trance is brought about in its truest form by a mechanical apparatus that is manufactured and brought together by those of the spirit team who is wishing to interact with that physical being. This is something that is requiring a kind of a particular form of interaction, as we do with our dear friend here. This is something that we have brought about. It is actually a physical apparatus, and that it itself means that we use a cylinder of energy that is approximately 3 feet away from the right-hand side at a right angle of 45 degrees to our dear friend as he sits or stands or whatever it is. And that this column of energy is something that has a lower gravitational field within it and can sometimes be seen as a cylinder revolving either in a clockwise or an anti-clockwise direction, depending entirely upon the energy involved and what the use is to be at that particular time. What this means is that we are able to use this energy simulator, if you like, in order to get very close to our dear friend so that we can then simply move from the energy cylinder, the mechanism, into his physical state so that we do not have very far to go. And that is the actual mechanism that we use for this trance reposition, if you like. And what we do with him and his consciousness and even his ether world spirit, it is simply that we connect his consciousness with his spirit, which he has also helpfully developed this connection during his development, and that what we do is we actually take him somewhere else. We take him on a journey. Perhaps it is to do with his connection with relatives or friends in the ether world. Perhaps it is to do with other relationships that he may not remember about. that he had whilst he was in his spirit world journey before he had a physical journey. So it is a continuation, if you like, of many journeys that will take place during the life event. This toing and froing from the ether world to the physical world is something that is not brought about in a unconscious way, you understand. It is something that is brought about through the developmental process that we were enabled to put our dear friend through in order that we could bring about the mechanism of displacement.
Except that he is unconscious.
Well, yes, quite so, yes.
Yes, but and it can take many years to develop to a high standard that you have managed to achieve.
Well, my dear friend, I suppose the difference here is that we are able, that we have been enabled to produce this at very close proximity, which has enabled us to be able to speak in this way and actually to form it at a whim, so that you are able to use this facility to be able to communicate, for us to communicate with anyone in the physical dimension, particularly, of course, doing it in a very successful and quick way, so that we may do radio programs such as this.
Mm. Yes. Is it dangerous for Mick?
Well, let us say that it is not as dangerous as it would be for him to cross a road full of traffic. But it is to say that it will most certainly differentiate the life by a couple of years throughout the physical term of life. It is not as harmful as smoking. And it is not something that we are saying that will always carry an inherent risk. It will depend, of course, entirely upon how often the being, the physical being, undertakes the experiment. And do please understand that every single time that we do this is an experiment. It is an experiment between himself and the way he operates within the developmental process. Understanding also that every time that we do this, that we use the facility in a different way, in a slightly different way that he is not actually expecting. Because expectance is something that has become the watchword of how the absence of mind is created. If you have expectancy of what you will receive or what will transpire to come over you, it means to say that you will be looking for it, and therefore you will not have a true absence of mind to be delivered to that place. If you have a true absence of mind with nothing erring, no thoughts, no communicational problems whatsoever, you will then have the situation whereby you as a being will in fact be transported uniquely and within a very short space of time to get you as a physical being, as it were, to get your consciousness out of the way so that we in the spirit world are able to utilize that space.
And did you have to go through a process of development in the spirit world? I know you did with Mick.
Yes, my dear friend, absolutely so, because it is very similar in our side of life that we have other individuals who sometimes are needed within the process, particularly, for example, if the event is to be more physical in nature, then we actually demand to augment the mechanism that we use in order to bring other effects about. So, for example, when you see the aura change, or when you see actual physical elements of the face change as we are able to utilize the space that he's occupying, then you will note that this brings about a change in energy, which of course is something of the reason of why we need there to be another physical being present who is giving in the way that you are, dear friend. Mm-hmm. Because that is a very necessary product of how the mechanism itself works.
Yes, and you can see his face, your face, whatever, change from Mick to you when you come through.
Yes, quite so. And this is not something that is just a psychic ability on your part, but an actual physical appearance.
Mm.
And this is something that can very often take place in many other deep trance mediums, you see.
Yes.
It is part of what that form of overshadowing, as you would call it, how that takes place. Now, is it to say then that this is something that would always take place at every event? No, it would depend entirely upon how the mechanism is behaving in that particular day, how the experiment is taking place, whether these energies are able to be brought closer and closer to the physical apparatus so that we are able to bring these effects and make them positively seen by those on your side of life.
Yes, and you mentioned overshadowing. There's not an awful lot of deep trance, fully developed deep trance mediums these days. There doesn't seem to be anyway.
Yes, that is true.
So why is that? How many are there?
Well, my dear friend, it is because of the difference of what people identify as being the trance state. Some people would say that the trance state is that a person is merely relaying words from another being in the ether world, and that they call that trance. Mm. They may even be doing this when their eyes are open, walking about, perhaps. They may be doing this in a completely conscious way, but in fact what they are doing is they are bringing about illuminated speaking. It is not deep trance. They may call themselves a deep trance medium because it sounds grander, because it is a better label, a better identity, perhaps because they wish to align themselves to those of a true deep trance nature in previous history.
Yes, so how many are there in the world, do you think?
Well, there are a few hundred, I suppose, dear friend. It isn't something that is readily acknowledged because many different so-called deep trance individuals have actually brought about their perfection of what they see as deep trance and so identify with having that ability to call themselves that. It doesn't mean to say that they really truly are.
But even so, a couple of hundred isn't a lot. The world's a big place.
Yes, quite so.
Yes. So I think one of the most common questions that we get asked is, how do we know, or how does anyone know, that you are you, whoever the spirit guide is, that is speaking?
Yes, quite, yes. And not really a mere infiltration.
Yeah.
Perhaps someone from the spirit world who is using this situation to usurp the ability of consciousness to coordinate their life. Well, my dear friend, this is really something that comes over a period of time. It is not something that is just delivered at a whim. It is something that really through the ability to understand and acknowledge the loving awareness vibration that transcends the personality. So it is something that other people will feel during the presence. It is not something that is purely being brought from the individual themselves, but that they will actually feel the presence, perhaps enter the room. There may be significant sounds that happen whilst the spirit individual is making themselves ready to be to use the physical mechanism. When I say the physical mechanism, I mean the physical body of the being that they are using as a trance voice. It may well be, of course, that some illuminate certain words or phrases. It may be that at the very beginning of the trance communication that there is some recollection or understanding of how or exactly who the trance communicator is from the ether world. There should be recollections of life, naturally so. There should be clear recollections and understanding that is brought about instantaneously of the methods that are used and employed. It should not be something that has long discourse of unintelligible verbiage, shall we say.
Yes.
It has to be something that applies to those who are listening. It is not necessarily going to be something that is to do with evidential matters, to do with loved ones, but may well be to do with education or information, just as the group that we are involved in. And that every single deep trance medium will be aligned to a specific group. It is always a group intention and creation. It is not something that is done individually. So there will always be a significant number of individuals who are attached to the group, who will perhaps identify themselves individually as time elapses. As the development continues. And you must also be aware, dear friends, that deep trance, true deep trance, will always continue to develop. It is not something that is static or remains unchanged once it begins. Because situations develop and change due to environmental pressures or the awareness or the love-giving that comes from those who are in attendance.
Can lower entities speak through people too? Does that happen?
Absolutely so. Yes, of course. And that is why there must be great care taken in the development process of anyone who is wishing to be or who has asked to be a deep trance medium. And it is usually the latter, that they have been asked by the spirit world in a completely obvious way to do the work that they do. It is a matter of agreement, you see.
Because you get a lot of people, I don't know how many people are supposed to be channeling Jesus and
yes.
People like that. So it's polite, but questioning. You should question.
You should always have the ability to completely question anyone who purports to be a deep trance medium, dear friend. Yes. And there should never be any hesitation. There should never be any time when a spirit refuses to answer a question. Even if they may not actually know the answer, it may well be that they will have to go and research that answer.
Mm.
Not all deep trance groups in the spirit world are furnished with the information and understanding about everything known and unknown in the universe.
No.
And sometimes there has to be research brought about and maintained. Naturally, of course, there will always be an awareness within the spirit group of who is going to be present within that meeting, perhaps, because there will be evidences brought forward by their loved ones, or because there will be evidences brought forward about their own life journey and what has taken place within that life journey, because that is why that being is there present in that meeting in the first place.
Mm. Yeah.
So we are always mindful that we would wish to maintain a helpful attitude. As I say, you must always be able to question most rigorously anyone who states that they are a deep trance medium, and certainly question their guides and whoever it is who is speaking through them.
Yes.
Because that is the whole purpose of communication, is to question and create knowledge and understanding through the questioning.
I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay being channeled by deep trance medium Mick Avery, and we're discussing trance. I'm Sylvie Avery. Welcome. So what about, what happens just before a session? How does it come about? What do you do? Who is there with you?
Well, my dear friend, there is Morris. There are three scientists at this present time who are present maintaining the apparatus that we have brought. Although much of that is something that tends to happen in a semi-automatic way, I suppose, at this stage of the development, purely and simply because it is a mechanism that seems to be able to travel well. So the first thing that we do is we recreate the atmosphere within the unit. So within the unit between the two of you, we create a specific harmonic. So it means that regardless of how the audience or how the situation evolves or changes around you, that you will never be harmed by it. So, my dear friend, you may see and observe that you have meetings, perhaps you have questions from those who have attachments, who have negative attachments, or the possibilities that are around them that are greatly negative, and that otherwise, through being a sensitive, you would have picked up these negativities, possibly. And it will always be that when you are in this state of the arrangement, that you will always be protected. Now, I know quite well that many people may well argue the point that being that you are a medium, you would be protected in any case. This is not the case at all. It is simply not true that, in fact, many people may well be able to be infiltrated in some way by a negative attachment from the spirit world, particularly if their behavior is somewhat untoward toward their responsibility. Perhaps they are doing negative things in their life, or they are recreating passages of their journey to interact with negative elements from the spirit world and are not doing so in a responsible manner. So what else do we do when we bring this attitude? What we do is, as I say, we create the environmental element which has been perfected so that the harmonic itself is always at a constant. This is necessary so that when you step into the place that you are going to take part in, that it always will react, it will always act in a positive way. The experiment will most probably always be a successful one because the mechanism is something that we bring with you.
But like you say, other trance mediums are possibly different in the way that they do that.
Yes, of course. Absolutely so. As I say, there has been development in different ways, and that others will operate and understand the environment in a different way. It may well be that some deep trance mediums are not as well equipped to deal with atmospheric conditions, to deal with environmental behaviors that other people bring upon them. And so it may mean that they are more at odds with their environment. Or it may mean that other signatories are possible within it. You see? But quite possibly, it may be that they have brought about something else in their development that enables them to always be protected.
And part of the communication process was about your self-discovery and education and learning how to speak in our language and modern idiom.
Yes, quite so, yes.
To do this job.
Yes, and that was actually something that was an ongoing process and remains so. I have to say that sometimes I get somewhat flummoxed by the different innuendos, the different ways of using words that in my day never had arisen. There are, of course, many new words that you have in your English language that I continue to try to understand and adopt, just really so that I maintain a presence, so that I am aware as part of my work as a spirit being, because the communication process is so important at this time.
Absolutely. Which was why, because you made this arrangement to do this with Mick in the spirit world before you came here.
Yes, but of course, unfortunately, he forgot.
Yes, until he was 40.
Yes, rather a lot of time had passed.
But meanwhile, all that time, you were still getting prepared.
Well, yes, my dear friend, we were still hopeful, you see, that the situation would prevail and that that the two of you would meet in the way that had been already laid down. That isn't to say that we had organized your lives for you, you see.
Somebody needed to.
Yes, quite so, Fred. I understand.
Which parts of it all was the hardest for you, though? The learning, the actual mechanics of working the body and the speech?
Well, my dear friend, I have to say that the part about the mechanics and working the physical apparatus, it really was done for me in many respects, in that the other beings who were present during the development brought about and ironed out many of the situations to do with that development, so that it was really a matter of waiting for our dear friend here to completely let go. And that, I suppose, was the greatest challenge to the whole event. Would the fear construction that had been previously built within the mind be allowed to dissipate through actual developmental processes?
Because you can't be fearful.
No, quite so.
To do it, full stop, really.
Yes, quite so. Absolutely, as a physical being, you have to have absolute, complete understanding and trust that we in the spirit world are who we say we are and are going to do what we say we are going to do and carry out.
I can't remember how long. There were many communicators in his development before you actually made an appearance.
I do believe it was something in the range of 76 beings.
Really, yeah.
Yes, friend. And that the different interactions ranged from children through to adults, women, men of all ages.
Yes.
You see?
Yes, I remember it. And so that when you actually came through, you feel that it was ironed out. And well, that's what they used to say. Somebody actually said that that they were doing it in preparation for you.
Yes, quite. It wasn't to say that the trumpets and blew a fanfare upon my arrival either, dear friend. Because I have to say that during that time, as my memory serves me, that those who were present were not necessarily that receptive.
No, that's right. That's right.
And that is well and good for their development.
Yes. Yes. But, so when you're, like you are now, talking through Mick.
Yes.
You are being fed. If there's anything that you don't know, you can be fed that from the people on your side.
Yes.
Giving you information.
Yes, my dear friend. So what I have to do now, really, is to just briefly paint you a picture of what this developmental process brings about in this case, what we, in fact, have constructed around this development is that this is a meeting room and that our dear friend here and you yourself are sitting at one point in the meeting room, and that you are surrounded on all sides by layers and layers and levels upon levels of a kind of a physical structure that is non-physical because it remains in the ether world. This structure is filled with many people in the spirit world. There are some 2,500 beings here present at this time, at this moment, and during each and every one of these sessions that we do in this way, these educational information sessions. And it is to say that many of the beings who are here to bring their input. It may be something that they create through love, through awareness. It may be something that they create through their enlightenment, or through whatever learning possibility has brought them knowledge to this doorway, unique as it is in the spirit world. Yes, it is unique in the spirit world, just as it is, would be unique in the physical state. So we are here, we are presenting our words, they are presenting their words to me, and I am merely reiterating them. The difference is that our dear friend's consciousness is somewhere else complete, identifying with some other physical aspect of life or some other aspect of the spirit world that had previously not necessarily been encountered. During this process of event, what we are doing is we are discussing. There may be people who are present here who are observing this situation for the very first time. This is something of a knowledge learning curve for them, because not only are they listening to the words that are spoken, they are agreeing perhaps with certain premises, they are disagreeing with others. Perhaps they have come from their own particular mind variation due to their own physical life, or they may well be spirit who have not had a physical journey. Many of them are. And these are all presences that are due to the development. They are here for their own personal development as well as the group development. The way that this takes place is something that is relayed and relayed throughout other places in the universe of the ether world. Because it is important that we are able to bring communication not only to your side of life, but also to our side of life, for others to benefit by.
So what made you decide to do this?
Well, basically, my dear friend, it was felt that by many on our side of life that so many untruths were being spoken. So many disagreements had arisen because people had their own agendas as to how they wish to particularly percolate their form of their own expression or information into and through using different channels of education or using different channels of physical state. So much of this information was perhaps tainted or twisted by the mechanics of mind. You must not forget that the mechanics of mind can very often be at odds with communication from the spirit world, because it will not necessarily adhere to the truth possibilities that may be uttered by those spirit communicators. It may be that the actual words spoken are completely the opposite to what the spirit individual is trying to communicate. And this is due to mind elapse, due to the own promiscuity, if you like, of the individual mind retention and how consciousness refuses sometimes to accept words that are at variance with their own agreement, with their own knowledge, or their own agenda. You see?
Yes, I can see how that
And
works.
That is why, dear friends, that when dealing with true deep trance communication, we try to pick those who have not actually brought about an agenda within their own life. It will very often be someone who does not have a particular pathway or does not sit upon a particular horse of reasoning, you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but what? Why you to do?
Why me, my dear friend? I was a particularly gregarious character in the physical world. I actually loved and adored the life that I had, even though it was particularly poor. I was not particularly at odds with my universe. I was quite happy within it. Yet I was still pleased when I passed to the spirit world and noted with great fun and engagement that I was still able to create something further from myself.
That's sweet.
And I would wish to also bring about the same curiosity that I have always had with those things of the natural world, with how, now that I am in the spirit world, that I actually see things develop in the physical, natural world. I still have a direct affinity with it, and in that case, I do not wish to see it destroyed. Nor do many of us in the spirit world, naturally so, because there are so many spirits here who are still waiting to physical experience. So many millions and billions of those who wish to climb upon the human experience purely and simply because it is useful. It is a positive way that we may bring intellect and understanding in a different way, in how that we may acknowledge love and acknowledge all the different descriptions that we may face as beings in a physical life.
Yeah. And you say about all these people that are there, why were you chosen to do the actual mechanics, to be the spokesperson?
Well, as I say, dear friend, I was the one who put my hand up.
Okay.
I merely rose to the challenge because I felt that it would be a challenge, even though I knew that I would have to learn instinctively for a great deal of my life presence, that it would take up a great deal of my presence within the spirit world.
And White Cloud is the Shining One, who is the instigator of this group.
Yes, my dear friend. And I was asked by him, by his very great nature and his being presence, to do this work, to be his spokesperson, if you like, because it is easier to translate and transmit material in this way if I am able to present myself in the way that I would like to be seen.
Mm.
It isn't to say that I am not being true to my former physical self state, you understand, but that it is something that I have longed to be able to transmit to others on your side of life in your time state now.
Hmm. I mean, what is the history of trance?
Well, my dear friend, there were many, of course, particularly within the native of the species of humanity, that many people will used to adopt the same principle, be able to allow those ancestors to use their physical state in order to transmit messages or to be able to bring healing or understanding to others on your side of life, whenever it was necessary. This is not something that is unique, particularly to one particular branch of humanity or another, but something that has always been a possibility to exist.
Mm. And how do people know if they can be a trance channel? Is there anything?
Well, I would have to say that there is not any particular engagement that says that you will be or that you will not be. It really so totally depends upon how the developmental process works or what engagement the spirit world feel will be the most profitable way in which your life may be enhanced by whatever engagement we are able to bring about. You see, between the spirit world and the physical world, there are sometimes objections. Sometimes people will not want to take this pathway in the physical life. They may have other agendas. They may have something that they want to do that is more pressing in their life, that they feel is more important. And we have to respect that attitude.
Yes, of course. England seems to be a hub more so for fully developed trance medium. Is that right?
Well, I would say that I suppose you look upon it because it is a small country, and yet to a certain extent there tends to be more of those people who have that disposition or who have that interest in the first place, or perhaps who are made aware of it more readily than in other countries. It isn't to say that it is country-specific.
No.
It just means that some particular countries have people who are more leaning toward that way, or perhaps their political environment is more engaging into the freedoms that people wish to respect in one another's lives.
Mm.
In saying this, of course, these freedoms are most necessary and important, but it is not to say that a trance medium will not develop if there are not such freedoms.
Yes, and I guess, like you say, if people are doing inspirational talking, illuminated speaking, they might be happy with that state of development.
Yes, quite so.
And not see the need to go any further.
Well, my dear friend, they may in fact actually see that themselves, that state of development is what they call deep trance.
Yes, true. Yeah. Yes. So, okay. Is there anything that we haven't covered?
Well, my dear,
Different trance mediums receive, aren't there ways, you say that mixed mind is totally out of the way, so you bring your own thoughts.
But yes.
There are other mediums, trance mediums, who have their thoughts plucked from their consciousness.
Yes,
so that's
right,
not
so.
Deep trance, or is that just a different method?
It is not the same mechanism, it is not the same instrumentation, is what we are saying. And so, you see, it depends, does it not, on what you regard as being true etheric dimensional shift and change. If you wish to pursue it as to the ultimate situation, then what you would want to see and perceive is that you yourself are being aware that the individual you are speaking with is completely not the person that you were speaking with formerly.
Yes, and it has to be honesty from the medium, doesn't it?
Yes, of course, dear friend. And this honesty is something I suppose that may come at a snap, or it may come over a period of time.
And
because development may well take precedence in different ways.
Mm. And you may have, it's easier to develop a trance medium if you have some people, I don't know, four or five people that sit and give their energy and love to them to develop them.
Yes, my dear friend, indeed so. Perhaps particularly within the first year or so of that development. It may be, however, that it is something that just comes about instantaneously, because the time or the moment was right. As I said, it is not something that is always so structured. You must understand that, for example, even during the development of physical mediumship, that it may be that a person identifies with and has that developmental process going on in the background throughout their lives, even though they may not be aware of its progress or the possibility that may exist at any time during that development.
And also another question that is asked, we are asked very often, is that, is he tired? Is Mick tired when he comes back? He must be exhausted.
Well, my dear friend, completely and utterly, it is to say that if there is true spirit communication taking place, then we are only really borrowing the physical body. There is no intent and nothing is ever left. We do not use anything that we do not take back with us. So we are not using his energy or utilizing anything of his own physical apparatus, other than we are merely using the physical bits and pieces to move, and we supply our own energy. And so it should never be that he would become tired necessarily. On the contrary, it should be that after the experience, there should be some form of elation, some form of extreme energetic deliverance within the physical being, purely and simply because we actually leave a little bit of ourselves every time that we do this.
And that is exactly what happens. Well, thank you very much, Gregory. We've come to time now. And
yes, friend, I understand. Thank you so much. And it is, as always, with absolute love that we leave at this time. We thank you for this moment that we have shared, and we hope that you have garnered something from it, understood perhaps some certain imperfections that may exist within the developmental process, and that you will move forward with positivity and love in your heart and your mind through the progress of your journey. Good day.
Good day. I'd like to say thank you for everybody who joined us, and I'd just like to mention that we have four books, The Spirit Within, Spirit Walks with Gregory, The Soul Group, Its Meaning, Magic and Imagery, and Journeys of the Inner Songbird, and you can find them on www.spirit-teaching.com or find out more about us from our website. Our books are available at shops and on Amazon, and as well as Spirit's Work Radio, on blog-in service on Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern. We have Spirit Teaching Radio Show on artistfirst.com on Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Eastern. And we hope you've enjoyed the show, and thank you so much for listening. I think Mick's going to be able to say cheerio. He's just come back. But until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to us endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and wish you much peace and joy on your journey.